This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Lou Ann Brown, president of Friends of the Gillespie Library, and welcome to the show, Lou Ann.
Thank you.
Lou Ann, we're going to talk on this weekend show about the third annual Gillespie Library Quilt Show, which is coming up very soon. And I thought I'd ask you right off the start, how did the event get started in its first days of its beginning?
Well, we've been running children's programs for about 10 years, and someone suggested that we expand into an adult programming situation. So we put up a list of things that we would like to do. Well, we really did a survey at our book sale, annual book sale, and one of the things that came up was quilt show got a lot of votes. So we thought, oh, January's a perfect time to have a quilt show. So 3 years ago on the adult programming list, we had our first quilt show, and it was very successful, and everyone enjoyed it so much that we have continued it, and this will be our third year that we're going to host a quilt show in the library.
The purpose of, is it like a fundraiser, or really is it just a knowledge situation?
It's just a way to have people come into the library and enjoy socializing and sharing their interest and maybe, you know, like getting to know the library a little better than they knew it before. So it's just kind of a community awareness program and a public education program.
And we were talking when we set up this interview about there's been some interesting stories over your three-year history. Maybe you could share a couple of those. One was particularly entertaining.
Last year, Jim and Joella Anderson entered a quilt that they had bought at an auction, and they really didn't even know they bought the quilt. I think it was folded up in the bottom of a box, and they weren't quite sure what it was. But when they got it home and unfolded it, it was this wonderful quilt from 1924 that was made by the First United Methodist Women's Association. And apparently, from what I've learned since then, is that quilts like this were made in the 1920s as fundraisers for the organization, and they would sell a space on the quilt to people, and they would embroider their names or their business names for like 25 cents. And when we unfolded the quilt, it was amazing because there were names in there from people's great-grandfathers that currently live in Gillespie, and there were names of businesses that no longer exist. In fact, I made a list for you. There were 8 grocery stores, not including 2 candy stores, 4 bakeries, a dairy, 4 tailors, 2 millinery shops, 2 theaters, and even a cigar store. So, and numerous other stores that existed in 1924. So we were so thrilled because it was like a time capsule. And since that time, Jim and Joella, after the quilt show, donated the quilt back to the First United Methodist Church, and the women's group there bought a beautiful display case for it. And it's now on show, and all the documentation is there with it, and whose names are on the quilt and what businesses there were. So anybody that's doing genealogy research can use that as a resource. And of course, the library has a copy of that information also.
If you remember, is there any businesses that were on there that maybe still are around Gillespie, or are they all from the past?
I think most of them are from the past. There, but there were names, you know, like the Earth Bombers and the Cordoms that are, you know, were people who still have had businesses in the town since that time that continued. So it was really an interesting thing to look at and to study.
Of the other quilts, probably nothing quite that surprising, but has there been other interesting quilts brought in?
There was a beautiful quilt brought in with the tiniest little, I think they call them postage stamp quilts, tiny little blocks that were sewn together. That was probably from the turn of the century. But not all the quilts that come in are old quilts. A lot of them are current quilters. People that belong to quilting guilds have brought some in. And several people have brought in prize-winning quilts from past county fairs. And a lot of times we don't all get a chance to go to the county fair and see the quilt show. So this has been a real thrill to see some of the past county fair quilt winners. And this year we're very excited because Nita Marcos from Hillsboro is bringing an award-winning quilt. It's called Into the Future, and it won a national contest, the Best of Show, for the Thread Tails and Vapor Trails Navy Quilt Challenge that celebrated the centennial of Navy aviation. It's 100 years, I think, of Navy aviation. So she's going to tell the story about her award-winning quilt at our reception.
And for those who want to bring in a quilt, do you want to list the procedures?
Yes. Anyone in the WSMI listening area is invited to bring a quilt in, and we keep them on show till February the 28th, and they should be brought in by Monday, January the 10th. And when they bring their quilt into the library, they will be asked to fill out a form so we can keep track and make a little identifying card when we have the show. And then we have an opening reception on Monday, January 17th at 6:30. And traditionally, we have a little speaker. This year, Nita's going to be our speaker. And then we travel around from quilt to quilt, and the people that submit the quilts are welcome to tell us about the quilt, because many times there are fascinating stories that go along the quilt, either the history or why they made the quilt. And some quilts are made in honor and memory of other people. So it's really an interesting process, and most people that attend really enjoy it.
And again, you say they will remain on display at the library how long?
Till the 28th of February.
Again, this being put on by the Friends of the Gillespie Public Library, and maybe you could talk about the organization just as a moment, as the president, sort of your function and how one becomes a member?
Yes. Well, we've been in existence for over 10 years, and we have a small board of 13 members, but we have many volunteers who, if you just put your name in at the library, say, I'm interested in volunteering. We always can use help at our annual book sale, which is our primary fundraiser in October. And we also have a lot of volunteers who do prep work for children's programs, things like cutting out shapes on a fun foam and that kind of thing, to help the organization. And we have numerous other fundraisers throughout our history that we've asked other people to help us with. So that's always an opportunity for someone who's looking for a volunteer opportunity.
Concerning the quilt show, who should they contact?
They should contact me, and my phone number is 839-3264.
Lou Ann Brown, Mike, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you, Rick. I enjoyed it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.